don't believe this, but you used to fit right here. I'd hold you up and say to your mother, this kid's gonna be the best kid in the world. This kid's gonna be somebody better than anybody ever knew. And you grew up good and wonderful. It was great just watching. Every day was like a privilege. Then the time come for you to be your own man and take on the world, and you did. But somewhere along the line, you changed. You stopped being you. You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you started looking for something to blame, like a big shadow. Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you wanna be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show. Welcome to episode number 2. First off, I just hope everyone out there is having had a great week leading up to today, or to tonight, I should say. Look, I know it's a little late, I know, but it's Friday. Have y'all still up anyway? So if you're still up, why not get a little motivation in? You know what I'm saying? When you're going to bed, or when you're just sitting back chilling, relaxing, propping your feet up or whatever is going on, when I get a little motivation into your mind, into your heart, why not go to bed with a little motivation? You know what I'm saying? And that's what this episode is about, a little motivation. I give you a little story about myself and everything. This is Motivational Friday. But anyways, you guys, welcome back to the show. Like I said, y'all know what time it is. It's the real time with Savvy. I am your host, Savon Wingo. And you know, before we get started, y'all know, follow me all on social media under Savon Wingo. That's, for the new listeners, S-A-V-O-N. And y'all know what it is. W-I-N-G-O, W-I-N-G-O, W-I-N-G-O. And Wingo was his name. Oh, y'all know what it is. But anyways, go follow me on social media. I got Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram. I'm on it all. Go follow your boy. But anyways, I got a nice little episode for you. It's more like a, like I said, it's motivation. At the same time, it's like a challenge. You know what I'm saying? It's not like a, it's more like, let's say for the non-believers, I challenge you to listen to this. And this isn't in the judge video, podcast episode. This isn't to judge you, this isn't to criticize you at all, because I'm not the one. And look, hear me out. Don't pause it, or don't exit off of it, or whatever. Look, hear me out, all right? Before you thinking about exiting off this episode, hear me out. Like I said, I ain't the one to judge. I'm here for motivation, for inspiration, to guide you, put you on the right path. See, I struggle with things. So we're going to struggle. Let's build each other up. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm here for. To build you up. Put you on the right path. Because the world is getting bitter. It's not getting better. You know what I'm saying? And y'all know that. Y'all know that. The world is getting bitter. It is not getting better. Simple. So quit this episode. I don't know how long it's going to be at all. I'm just going to give you the best motivation as much as I can. As you heard at the beginning of this, you know, with the Rocky motivation, Sylvester Stallone, you dig? That's Rocky Balboa, just in case you didn't know, 2006. Go ahead and watch that movie. It's one of the most inspirational, motivational movies I've ever seen in my life. But enough of the talk. Let's get right into what you came in for. But look, check this out. I felt it. I've heard it. I thought about it. Everything that you're thinking about. For the non-believers, look, I've been through it all. Check me out. Here's a little backstory. Look, for those who do know me and know me that I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. Or you want to say Christian or whatever. I wasn't always the way I was. The way I am, I should say. Look, I've been through enough. Like I said. And my family can attest to this. They knew how I was back then. They told me that they didn't think I would get to this point. My mother said she thought it. She said, did she think that would get her? No, but she knew that I could. That's where the power of her prayer is where I am now. She prayed. You know, God spoke to me, and this is where I am right now. But check me out. I know some of y'all might say that you don't believe in anything that you can't see. I mean, I understand it. Like I said, I was the same way. I remember when my mother said, This was going to happen, that was going to happen, everything. And then as a kid, you know, you start with that child faith. As it says in the Bible, you start off with all that faith and you just believe in anything that's been said to you. And then when it doesn't happen, you start to doubt. You start to wonder, like, where is God? You said all this stuff was going to happen, but where is it? Why should I believe in something that I can't see? It's not happening. I don't see it. As for me, I'm somebody that if I don't see it, I don't believe it. But look, check it. I understand you. Like, real talk, I understand you. When you say those things, that you don't believe in anything that you can't see. But look, you can't see air. You can't see wind, but you believe that it's there. You can't see it. It's the same thing. I mean, you only see the effects of it. You only see the effects of the air and the wind. I learned that from Billy Graham, was one of those. He said that was a great point. Forgive me if I got the name wrong. I know it's one of the Grahams. But he says, you believe in air, but you can't see it. But you know it's there because you see the effects of it. It's like that with God. You're not going to see him at all. You're not going to see him at all. You're just going to see the effects of him. Everything that he does, you know that is God. You know what I'm saying? So like I said, I understand you don't believe in something that you can't see and blah, blah, blah and all that stuff. I understand it. But look, it's a little something about me also. Like I said, my mother tried to get me to believe this was going to happen, that was going to happen, and all that stuff. But when it came down to God, I didn't want to hear his name. I hated hearing the name of God. I ain't going to even lie to you. I hated hearing the name. If somebody here said the name, I literally just closed my ears and like, blah, blah, blah. I did not want to hear the name of God. Period. Somebody said G-O-D, I was done. I got angry. I did not want to hear the name of God. then when it came down to the Bible, this is what I thought for real. If I touched the Bible, I thought I was going to burn. I literally thought that I was going to burn if I touched the Bible. Because I knew that I'm like, I don't like God, so why would God like me? So, and this is his book. Why would he want me to touch it? So I really thought that I was going to burn. You know what I'm saying? And then when it came down to church, get this. Y'all remember the handheld games, the PSPs? Look, no lie. When it came down to church and if I was going that day, I tried to bring it in every single time. I tried to bring in the PSP every single time and try to get me like a little 2K in. You know what I'm saying? I tried to bring it in every single time to play because I knew that if I played, I brought my PSP, time was going to go by fast. I didn't have to pay attention to anything the pastor was saying or anything. I didn't have to take it serious at all. So I hit my PSP. I mean, time was going to go by fast. A little 45 minutes or hour, whatever it was. It was going to go by fast. I didn't have to pay attention. I didn't have to hear anything. But guess what, though? God stepped in and was like, "You serious?" Every time I tried to bring in the PSP, the battery went out. Like, no lie. The battery went out. Or for some reason, it didn't charge right. I don't know what it was. But yeah, the battery legit went out every single time I tried to bring it in. You know how disrespectful that was? To God to bring in something, to ignore him, everything that he was saying? Bro, no lie. Every single time I tried to do that, that's what happened to it. But outside of church, it was good. Yeah, outside of church, it was good. Every single time I wanted to play, it was good, man. Gravy. But in church, it was dead. And then another thing is, I remember one time I was in this group home or whatever. And all of us was in the van, and then some of them went into church. I think church was like 2 hours or something at the time. All I know is it's a really long service. Like, if you ask me, like I said, I love church, but 2 hours, you don't need 2 hours. Look, y'all, you don't need 2 hours. Somebody trying to get you to stick around for 2 hours, they're doing too much. You can get enough of God within like typical like 45 minutes to an hour. You don't need 2 hours, you don't need 3 hours, 4 hours, what a lot of churches be doing. You don't need that. You really don't. But anyways, like I was saying, was inside this van, and then most of them went inside the church or whatever for like 2 hours. And mind you, at this time, it was cold outside. Me and a couple of other homies, we stayed inside the van and waited till they came out of church. Every time they asked us where we going, or asked me personally, was I going to church? I was like, no. And then, so someone asked me why. Because I don't want to go. I'm not ready for church. I try to come up with an excuse every single time. People tried with me. They tried to get me to church. They tried to talk to me, but I try to make excuses of why I'm not going to do it. I just did not want to go to church. I stayed outside in the van, playing games on my phone, and talking. It was cold outside. All because I didn't want to go to church. You know what I'm saying? Then another thing is, I cussed a lot. I listened to the music and stuff like this. Everything and porn, all of that stuff. I was into it all. Sometimes I still struggle with the lust part. That's what I'm saying. I mean, and one thing I want to say is that, look, the ones that you call Christians and stuff, they're not perfect. They're not supposed to be perfect. They're just forgiven. So they walk around like the perfect. They're not perfect. All right? They're not perfect people. Like I said, I struggle with it, still struggle with some things now. But I was addicted to porn. Like, there were times that, like, I tried to find every single reason to watch it. Every single time that I was bored, I turned it on. I was addicted to it. I couldn't get away from it. Like I said, I did it all. When it comes down to, like, the non-believers, like my mother told me, she thought I was an atheist or something. I didn't care for it. I didn't want to do good. I didn't want nobody telling me what they're doing, stuff like this. And when it comes down to that, look, I know when y'all say the Bible, y'all think it's just a giant rule book, somebody trying to tell you what to do and everything else, I understand. But look, if you're going to label the Bible as a rule book, then what do you call, like, the driving book? That's a rule book. It's a rule book to try to get you to do better. We're taking a driving test, you're reading that book, all of it inside of it is to get you to do better. You're taking it because you don't know how to do it. You're reading it because you don't know how to do it. It's with anything. If you don't know how to do it, or you don't know how to do it well, you're going to try to get instructions. That's what the Bible is. It's to help you to become the best version of yourself. And not only that, it's to get into heaven when it all ends. It's not a rule book. It's to help you out. It's to help us out. So don't think of it as just a giant rule book, somebody trying to tell you what to do. Look, what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of doing good or being good and being the best version of yourself? Why are you afraid? Are you afraid because of what she will say, what he will say, what they will say, what your so-called friends will say? What are you afraid of? When you know deep down, every single time that you do those type of things or whatever it is, and you know what it is, do you actually feel like that's making you a better person? Well, you know deep down that it's really not. I see some of y'all, it's like the potential that most of us have, but we sabotage ourselves every single time, and that's something else with me. At the beginning, when I gave my life over, I felt like I was going to sabotage myself. So I went to my phone. I got rid of all the music, all the secular music, whatever you want to call it. I got rid of it. You know, the hardest artist I had to get rid of was Chris Brown. It was my favorite. It was hard for me to get rid of it. But I knew in order for me to get better, in order for me to move on and become the best version of myself, I had to get rid of all of it. Because it's not fair to God if he wants to help me, but I'm still going back to my old ways. And look, it's not a lot of stuff is not going to happen overnight. But at the same time, you can't use an excuse and be like, well, this is who I am. It's not going to happen overnight, but at the same time, you still got to try. Trying is not sabotaging. Don't sabotage yourself. When you feel like you're starting to do good, don't sabotage yourself. Don't keep going back to it. Like, if music is your struggle, just get rid of it slowly. Don't sabotage yourself just because you're like, the beat sounds good and stuff like this. You can go listen to free beats on YouTube. You want to go listen to a beat that sounds good. What do you need to listen to them for? Like I said, I was going to sabotage myself if I continued to listen to that, because there was people that was disrespecting God. It was against things that I didn't stand for. Sex, drugs, money, killing, and stuff like this. Why would I want to listen to that for? Why would you want to listen to it for? Because it sounds good. You don't need it. I'm telling you, you do not need it. Stop sabotaging yourself. Stop listening to your so-called friends. And I know half of y'all are afraid. You're scared. Look, I know what the world is. You want to fit in. I understand. I tried it. It wasn't really me. I'm glad that I didn't get to that point. But look, I understand you want to try to fit in. You want to be the cool kid. The cool kid is on the block or whatever it is. I understand, but you don't need it. Whatever you're doing now, you don't need it. It's not making you a better person, and you know it. Because deep down, like I said not too long ago, the stuff that you're doing, you know every single time you feel like it's something missing. You know, you feel it. It's something missing every single time that you do things. Even if you have a bunch of money, money doesn't mean anything. Maybe you have a good job, doesn't mean anything. Maybe you have a nice car and stuff like this, it doesn't mean anything. But you know, if you had that feeling like something was missing, why are you not happy? When you have money and stuff like this, well, because there's something missing, you know it. And you know what that something is, just too proud to admit it. You're afraid of doing good because of what your friends may say. But look, here is a challenge for you within a challenge. Check this out. You can tell who your real friends is if you do something that they disagree with. Do something that they disagree with, and I'm telling you, the true colors will show. Like if you go party and you do all this stuff, you say, I'm not doing it no more, and they get mad at you, or they're like, oh yeah, you're goody two shoes, you this or that. If people still using the term goody two shoes, I don't know what the term is that y'all use nowadays. But if they want to say that about you, I'm telling you, that will tell you a lot about who your real friends are. But if they rocking with you, saying that you want to change your life, make better moves for yourself, be the best version of yourself, and you know what you got to do, you got to come to God. And if they disagree with it, they weren't really your friend. But if they want to rock with you, bring them along with you. But y'all know deep down, you always had that feeling like something was missing. Here goes something else. Here goes another example of God, that God was with you the entire time. Look, check this out. Have you ever had that feeling like something told you not to do that? Or something told you to do that? Like, let's say you were about to do something bad, right? And then you had the feeling like, something told me not to do that. And you didn't do it. But then you find out that same area you were about to go to, something bad ended up happening. And you're like, yeah, I'm glad I didn't go there. That was God the entire time trying to protect you. That was literally God trying to protect you, talking to you the entire time. There wasn't no coincidence or anything. That was God trying to stop you. All right. So every time you try to disrespect your parents and something, and your parents tell you not to do it, they're doing it to protect you. Like I said, I understood it. Stuff happened to me every time my mother told me not to do something, and I did it anyway. Every single time she tried to get me to stop, something bad would happen if I did it anyway. So that little something that you're feeling like something told me not to do this, or something told me to do that, that is God trying to get you to do something. That is God with you, being with you the entire time. It's not a coincidence, all right? Like I said, but what are you really afraid of? You don't need what you're doing. You know you don't. You're in the end times. I want to see everybody get to heaven. Will everybody get there? I don't know. That's not for me to decide. It's only for God to decide. But I want to see everybody get there. I want to see everybody the best version of themselves. Like I said, I've been through it all to the point where I thought I was an atheist or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Look, here's another thing. Don't say that you don't want to be a Christian or you don't want to follow God because you went to a church before and what somebody said to you or something like this, and that stopped you from being it. So there go your excuse right there. That you don't want to be a Christian or whatever because what somebody in the church said. See, which I failed to realize, like I said, these people are not supposed, they're not supposed to be perfect, but a lot of them carry themselves like they're perfect. Like they're above everybody else. And trust me, I've experienced with it. I have a lot of problems. Most of the problems that I had in my life came from people, the ones that are supposed to be in church every single Sundays, Wednesdays, the ones who do all the extra activities and stuff like this that follows the church and stuff. All my problems in life came from those people. I'm no lie. It literally came from those people. I discussed this with my family. We talk about this. It's just like, would you rather be around like atheists or Christians? When sometimes, like, I'd rather be around them, the atheists or whatever, because at least you know what you're gonna get out of them. Because you know that at least you can try to reason with them, try to talk to them, and actually try to understand them and help them to understand you. But with some of the Christians, you can't do that because they're already convinced already. You can't reason with them, you can't talk to them or whatever, because you can hear it out of their voices or whatever, how they carry themselves, how their church is. Even if they say that they read the Bible, they twist the words to try to make it sound better, to try to fit their criteria and stuff like this. When all you gotta do is just look what it says in the Bible. That's what it is. Like I said, I understand, but don't use that as an excuse for saying that you're not gonna do it because of what somebody said. But what is it that you did though? A lot of people was like, I went into church and I wore so and so, but then somebody said this to me. I mean, if you're going into church and something like this, like, you're not dressed correctly, but you can't get mad at somebody said. I mean, some people do come off a little jerkish or whatever, but they try to judge you, they try to make you feel bad. I mean, but somebody walks in, you like, I mean, certain things that you know, dress code ready for church. Yeah, some of y'all know that. I mean, most churches don't have a rule of dress code, but I'm just saying, you go in and learn certain things that you know you shouldn't wear, and you're trying to challenge everybody. You're like, let's see, are they judgmental? Or let's see how loving they are. If I wear this, you can't do that. You can't test it. Because once you test it, you're going to fail. You can't do that. It's like if you went into a job interview and you were in pajamas, why would you go into that wearing that when you know somebody's going to say something to you? You can't do that. Like I said, but when you're going to church, somebody say something to you, but don't use that as an excuse for all other churches. Look, try to have church at your home. You can have church with like 3 people. You can have church behind the building, behind the dumpster, in the dumpster, under your bed. You can build a fort or something. You can have church anywhere. When 2 or 3 are gathered in his name, there will Jesus be. It's a church. But look, but here's the reality of it. And I know a lot, and then another thing, I know a lot of y'all probably say, well, I don't need church to be saved. I mean, it's all true. The thing is, when it comes down to church, is that we need it to fellowship with other people to be uplifted. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. You need it to be uplifted. But at the same time, you can't find a good one. Don't feel bad. Don't let other people make you feel bad because you can't find one. Because you can't get into one. Do it at home. You can do it at home. Learn about God on your own. Stop following what everybody is saying. Stop following what this world is saying about God. Why don't you study him yourself? Learn about him yourself. You have a brain. God gave you a brain for a reason. Learn it for yourself. Why are you listening to other people? Because they're saying, oh, this is how God is. This is how God is. And you quick to follow. Why do you want to be a follower for? Didn't we play the game as a kid? Follow the leader? You still a kid? What are you following them for? Stop listening to them. Get it on your own. You don't need to listen to those people. Look, something else I want to tell you. Look, for the non-believers, I don't know if you know this or not, I have to tell you that the devil himself believes in God. Y'all didn't know that, you know it now. If your mind is blown, like your mind has just been blown, the devil himself believes in God. He can tell you the Bible from front and back. He can tell you all the verses inside of it and everything. The devil believes in God, but that doesn't mean he follows him. He believes him. He knows who he is. Why do you think he tries so hard to get you not to believe in him? When the stuff that you're doing, why do you think you feel miserable all the time? You feel like you're still missing something. Like I said, with all the money, why do you think you still feel that way? He's trying so hard to throw the material things in your face and everything because he doesn't want you to believe it, because he knows that God is real. He is. And then you say, well, if God is love, why does he allow? God doesn't allow the things you do. We do. We allow all this stuff to happen. God didn't allow it. Look, this is a movie. It's called Allison's Choice. I don't know where you can watch it. I saw it on a website called Pure Flix, but wherever you can find it, it's called Allison's Choice. And look, this woman was going in. She went to the abortion center. She was going to have an abortion, right? But Jesus disguised himself as a janitor. To make a long story short, he was just trying to tell her why she shouldn't do it. He was just trying to talk to her, get to know her. She thought he was a creep and stuff like this. But it was Jesus the entire time. He was trying to talk to her and everything, trying to get her why you shouldn't do it and stuff. And she asked him a question. She said, but why are you allowing them to do it? He said, I didn't allow them to do it. He said, you think that I want them to get an abortion to kill those babies? No. He was going around talking to every single one of those women inside there, trying to help them out. And when he saw it, he didn't like it. He talked to everybody. It's like stuff that goes on now. Don't think God try to stop everybody from doing the stuff that they're doing? He tries to, but at the same time, he's not going to pull your ear. He's not going to hold your hand. You have a choice. Like right now, if you get done listening to this, you have a choice. It's up to you. Nobody's going to pull your, like I said, pull your ear or hold your hand or whatever. But you know deep down that there's something missing from you, from your life. Don't be afraid to do good or to be good. You don't need the stuff that you have. You don't need the music. You don't need the drinking, the drugs, the sex with random people. And that's gross anyway. You don't need it. What you need it for, honestly? Because it's to fill a void that you know that you have missing. That's what you use it for. And you know that's what you use it for. It's to fill a void. But let me tell you, I understand. I understand that's what I use porn for, because that was the only thing I can turn to that I thought I was getting satisfaction from. It's the only thing that I can turn to. Porn, the pictures, all of it. I thought that's what I needed, but it wasn't. You don't need it. I didn't need it. Guys, don't be afraid of doing good, being good. Stop listening to what this world is saying. Study them on your own. Get to know them on your own. I love you. God, I love you. I know that you can do it. Put the work in. You can do it. But don't sabotage yourself. And if you do it and you start and you think that you're losing friends, you're not losing friends. Look, it's because the path that you're going on, those people are not going on the same path with you. You're not losing friends. You're about to gain some new ones. I had to learn that. I thought I was losing friends. No. I remember my mother called me. She told me, did you think that you're losing friends? But it's because God is taking those people out of your life because they're not going on the same path that you need to go on. That you are going on. So remember that if you're doing this, if you are going to do it, and then eventually like you're like, how come my friends don't talk to me? They don't hang out and stuff like this. You start feeling lonely. Lonely. Remember this. They're not going on the same path that you're going on. I see a lot of people, my friend lists and stuff like this. This is for all of y'all. If you don't believe, even if you do believe, but you're in between, you don't want to be lukewarm. I'm telling you, you don't want to be. But don't say, don't take the come as you are thing and twist it, because yeah, come as you are, like come as you are right now, but that doesn't mean that you don't want it. You shouldn't try to change. That's like I said, that's what sabotage come from. He wants you broken, but at the same time, you got to help him help you. You know what I'm saying? And I know all of y'all can do that. Okay, don't be afraid of doing good or being good. If you got friends, bring them along with you. They want to come along. Stuff that you're doing now, you don't need it. Another thing. Look, when you give your life over to God, life doesn't get easy. He just promised that whatever you go through, he's going to be there with you. Life is not going to get easy, so remember that. I'm going to tell you all the secrets. Life is not going to get easy, period. It's not. It's not going to get easy. Surround yourself with the legit, authentic Christians. Not the ones that go sugarcoat things and tell you what you want to hear. Be around the ones that are going to tell you what you need to hear, but at the same time, they do it with love. Look for those people. Be around those people. All right, tenfold if you copy. You know what I'm saying? Be around those type of people. Not the sugarcoat ones. Life is not going to get easy. He's just always going to be there with you. Always, and that's his promise. All right, I know that y'all can do this. I know you can. Got a whole bunch of potential. You got a lot of potential in you. You got a lot of potential. But don't sabotage yourself. Stop thinking about what your friends think or whatever. Do you. Help yourself become the best version. Because they're not coming along because they're not meant to come along. But let God remove those people so he can bring some new people into your life to help you get to where you need to go. Alright. And when I return, I want to share something with you. Something that I wrote as a teenager. My poem called Hidden in the Crowd. Stay tuned. This is the real time with Savvy.
Success can be a lonely road. It can be a tough road. It can be a hard road. It's not for everyone. Those who follow others like sheep will never know who they truly are. Only those who follow their own path can discover their true potential. Those who fly alone have the strongest wings. Those who walk alone have the strongest direction. The rest will always be in need of others for their survival. They will always need attention, need recognition to survive. I am at peace alone, needing no attention, no recognition, and still I thrive. I'm not saying those who have support are weak. I'm not saying you must go at it alone to gain strength. This is just for those who have fought battles alone. Those who have felt like they don't fit in. Those who have never had support in anything they do. All of those who feel no one believes in them. You don't need them to believe in you if you believe in you.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show. I hope you enjoyed the motivational piece right there. I know that I did. As long as you believe in you. But anyway, like I said before, I went on break. I said that I got something I want to share for you. Something that I wrote when I was really young. A teenager young. I mean, I'm young now, but I was a lot younger. So when you listen to this, it sounds like a lot of words. It sounds like a youngin', because like I said, I was really young when I wrote this, but at the same time, I hope you enjoy it. So let's close out the show with the bang. Alright, so this is called, I call it like a little poem slash story, because I wrote an original poem, but then I wrote something else to add on to it. I wrote it to like a little short story, but this is the second version of the poem slash story all mixed into one. This is called Hidden in the Crowd. The main character is a girl, woman, whatever. So if you want a little, so women, a little motivation that I add on to it. So you know what I'm saying? But anyways, let's dive right into it. So Hidden in the Crowd. She wakes up every morning, sometimes in the night, to look in the mirror because something doesn't seem right. She turns the light on to check her weight. In her mind, she thinks she's bigger than the 50 states. She puts a lot of makeup on, not accepting her own looks, trying to hide the outside, but she knows her inside. She goes to school being Miss Popular. No matter what she does, the whole school is behind her. She dates Mr. Popular. They can be seen holding hands, but she doesn't know if she's doing it for herself or for her friends. She became hateful, disrespecting anybody that's not considered popular. Everyone laughs, thinking it's a joke. She laughs too, but on the inside, she's not too stoked. A couple of her friends pours her in the restroom to talk about this guy and that guy, what club stays open past midnight, taking selfies on, posting them on Facebook, getting like after like. At the end of the day, she gets hugs and kisses goodbye, and when she gets home, she starts to cry. She takes a look in the mirror and says, "This isn't me." She wipes her makeup away that shows her natural beauty. She sits down to play some Call of Duty. Afterwards, she watches some movies, Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter. She begins to grin, knowing no one is watching her. The next day at school, instead of trying to be cool, she tells her so-called friends and boyfriend that this is the end. No more pretending. She sat down with the nerds and said, "Sorry about everything. This is me. You're going to see this side now. Because my real identity was hidden in the crowd." The end. I hope y'all like that. Like I said, I wrote that when I was a youngin, you know what I'm saying, like teenager, 17, 18 years old. I think like around 2015 14 is one of those years. But anyways, I hope y'all enjoyed that. What I'm trying to say is that, what I was saying earlier, don't be afraid of doing good or being good. I know that maybe your identity is hidden in the crowd. That's what I wrote it for. That's what I wrote that for. Because her identity was hidden in the crowd. She was trying to fit in, trying to be like everybody else. But look, y'all, don't go at this alone. If you need help, I'm here for you. That's what I'm saying. That's why I shout out my social media accounts so that you can follow me. You can add me. If you need help, I'm here for you. Let's do this as a team. Let's do this together. Don't go at this alone, all right? Let's do this. Don't be afraid. What are you afraid of? Don't be afraid. Get out of the darkness. This may sound cliche. It may sound a little corny. Get out of the darkness. Come into the light. Because when you're in dark, you can't see anything. Like true pitch black darkness, you can't see anything. You can't even see your hands in front of your face. You don't know what's coming. Why? Because it's pitch black. It's the unknown. You don't know what's going to happen. When you're in the light, you can see everything that's going on. You know what I'm saying? So don't go at this alone, all right? God is calling on you. He's knocking at your door. Let him in. He's calling. Answer the phone. All right? This is a challenge for yourself. Like the music that you have, this dude is for like 2 weeks or something, or a month or whatever. Challenge yourself. Look at the phone. I'll say the phone. Look at the songs that you have inside your phone. Erase them. Erase some of them and challenge yourself for like 2 weeks or so in a month and see how you feel. All the stuff that you're doing that you know that's not good, just get rid of for like 2 weeks to a month or something and see how you feel. Do that and then study God for like a month or something. Pray. But look, here's something else. When you, the first thing that you want to pray for wisdom. Why? So that you can know the difference. You can understand the people that you don't need to follow. Because that was one of the first things that I prayed for when I became one, when I was really, really young. I asked for wisdom because I wanted to know the difference, because I didn't want anybody telling me something that wasn't true. I wanted to understand who these people really were, if they stood for what they really stood for, if they really say that they're with God like they say that they are. Because don't get fooled by the people who has the Christian t-shirts, who walks around with Bibles, who has the Christian stickers, who listen to Christian music all the time. Don't get fooled by that. Don't get blinded by that. Or the person who's always in church Sundays, Wednesdays, stuff like this. Do not get blinded by those people. Remember, inside church or in life, it's the loudest people you got to watch out for. The ones who do the most talking, look, watch out for them. Don't follow those people. Pray for wisdom so that you can know the difference, that you can, so that you can understand so to make sure that you are getting the truth, the facts. Like I said, don't go at this alone. Join me. I help you the best way that I can. Even if I struggle, I can help you. That's what I'm here for, to motivate you and inspire you. You know what I'm saying? That's what the real Time with Savvy is. When you hear your clock start ticking, y'all know what time it is. Y'all know what time it is. It's the real time. You dig? But anyways, I hope you enjoyed the show. And remember the challenge. Just look at your phone, look at everything that you have. Just delete the music. If you go clubbing and stuff, I mean, you don't need any of that stuff, period. You don't need it. Just whatever it is that you know. And I know y'all know the difference with what's right and what's wrong. Y'all know. Anyways, act as if God himself was sitting inside your room or wherever you were watching you. Act like that. I mean, some of y'all probably be like, well, I'll probably still do it. But in reality, you really wouldn't do it if God was actually watching you. But anyways, that's the challenge. It's up to you to accept it. Like I said, I'm not going to force you or anything. I'll beat your head over the Bible or whatever. I'm not the type of person. It's just a challenge. I'll throw it out there. It's up for you to grab it. That's your challenge. I hope you accept it. You can do this. I believe in you. And remember, like the video said, you don't need anybody to believe in you. Believe in yourself. If nobody's going to bet on you, bet on yourself. You got this. All right? I know that you can do this. All right? But anyways, stay you, stay true, stay humbled, and stay blessed. Have a blessed rest of your weekend. This is the Real Time with Savvy, and it's Savvy on Wingo. And I'm out.